would you like to improve yourself or invest in your love life? For $1,000, you can make some changes or at least put yourself on the right track.
Well, Kiplinger personal finance editor Janet Bodner joins us now. Good to have you back, Janet.
Thanks a lot.
So last week we were talking about this. If you had $1,000 fall in your lap, what would you do? And we're continuing the theme here this week. You know, we all hate sitting in traffic. How can we improve our commutes and our health for $1,000?
Well, you could buy a bicycle. And don't laugh. This was actually done. This is not just a hypothetical thing. This little piece in our February issue and also on Kiplinger.com was written by one of our editors who lives in the district and bikes to work. And for $1,000, you can get a really good commuter bike plus a helmet. As he says, think of it as cheap life and health insurance. And we do name a couple of bikes. One of them we like is an 8-speed bike called the Jamis Commuter 4. That goes for $950. And a little more sturdy one or something that's more suitable for longer commutes is by Raleigh. The Raleigh Port Townsend is a bike that we like.
All right. What if I want to use that $1,000 on my brain and not my brawn?
Right. Exactly. Well, this is everyone's dream, right? You can self-publish a book. If you've written one, you can get it published yourself, and it's free. It's actually free on Amazon. They have a site called createspace.com. Now, if you the publisher will take a percentage of your sales, if any. But if you want help in publishing it or putting it together, like you want someone to design it, the CreateSpace will do that too. And they'll charge you $728 for a special package, all-inclusive package. And you can even spend another $160 on copy editing. So for $1,000, you get it copy edited, designed, and published.
Now, here's the thing that a lot of folks perk their ears up over. $1,000 to improve your love life.
Right.
What do you got?
Well, you could, and again, Bear.
Keep it clean.
I'm trying. I'm thinking hard here. This is the February issue. You could have a nice little night away. If you really wanted to splurge, you could go to the Inn at Little Washington. Now, this is going to cost you. You can't even afford to do this for $1,000 on a Saturday night, but on a Friday night, you could go there, you could stay at the inn, and you could have dinner there at its world-class restaurant, and that will bring you in right under budget.
Oh, sounds good. Well, ooh, thank you for the idea. I'll have to tell my husband.
Right.
All right, see you, Janet.
Okay, you too.
That's Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.